But we have Jack on the phone. Hi, Jack.
Hello, Eleanor. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Now, Jack, you have been away for far too long. And
yes, I have.
Yes, but you have...
I do apologize.
That's all right. That's all right. You have gone to see Formula One.
Yes, I have. So for those who maybe aren't familiar, this is from the largely creative team behind my favorite film of this decade, Top Gun Maverick, namely producer Jerry Bruckheimer and director Joe Kosinski. So this is about a aging racing driver named Sonny, played by Brad Pitt, who was forced to retire from Formula One about 30 years ago due to a very serious injury. And he's become a bit of a nomad since then. He's racing in any discipline he can find just to keep that thrill of the race going. But an old friend of his, played by Javier Bardem, offers him the chance to come work as a driver in his struggling F1 team. And this brings him into conflict with the talented but very cocky young driver, Josh Pierce, played by Damson Idris. So you've got this very much mentee role, but also butting of heads. So it was very, very exciting, this film.
Okay. And is it, you know, just a lot of car racing, or is there a bit of dialogue as well?
There's a bit of conflict too, namely from Josh Pierce's style and Sonny's style. Sonny is very controlled, he's very disciplined, and he understands the cars very well. And Pierce is very arrogant, he's got a chip on his shoulder. And those two are very much the polar opposites of each other. Like, Pierce feels like he's being shown up, and Sonny feels like, why am I training this dickhead? Sorry for swearing, if this jerk.
Oh, Jack.
Doesn't want to learn.
That's not like you.
Yeah, so why am I training this jerk if he doesn't want to learn? Why am I here if he doesn't want to listen?
Okay. And the racing sequences, were they fun? Or were they, you know?
Oh, the racing sequences are phenomenal in this movie. And I will
What if you don't like car races?
I think you'll just enjoy this movie because it's that classic underdog against all the odds. Everything, their backs against the wall, everything stacked against them, and they triumph in the end. So that classic feel-good story.
Have you just given a spoiler? You know, you just gave it away. We don't have to watch it anymore.
Yeah, but the racing sequences are incredible. So Joe Kosinski takes what he learned on Top Gun Maverick and he applies it here. He takes the cameras into the cockpit of the car and you feel the speed, the intensity of the corners, those split-second decisions that F1 drivers have to make. It is, I say this without a hint of irony or sarcasm, it was magic at times, this movie.
Right. Did you watch it at one of those cinemas where you can feel all the shocks?
40X, yes. It was...
you did?
The only advice I will give to people if you are planning to watch it like that is hold on.
Okay.
But I was also lucky enough to watch this in IMAX because it was filmed with IMAX cameras. So you've got that much wider canvas on the screen. So you just, you've got like a complete view of the track, of the drivers in the track during those sequences in IMAX. It was thrilling.
Okay.
So I'm a little excited about this movie.
Okay. So it sounds like you recommend it.
Yes, please definitely go and see this, but it is a little long. It's 2 hours and 36 minutes, but it doesn't drag or overstay its welcome or anything. And I am very excited to talk about Jurassic World Rebirth, which I'm seeing this weekend. So we'll chat about that next week.
All right, brilliant. Okay, well, thank you, Jack, and we'll talk next week.
Talk next week. You have a lovely weekend, Eleanor.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that was Jack, our movie reporter, talking about F1, Formula One, the new movie that has, well, I think it's been out for a while now. Anyway, he recommends it. If that's the kind of thing you like, go for it.